Hello, this time from Greenville, South Carolina, from the dining room here at my father-in-law's place. Actually, Mimi and her went to the missions conference meeting tonight at Faith, I believe. And so I'm here trying to get caught up with a bunch of things after several days on the road, and yeah, been a sort of wacko schedule here. We had brunch this morning as we left Atlanta with our friends, the Klutes, Chuck and Elizabeth, who always so graciously opened their home to us, to our family, really. And we had a wonderful time with them starting Saturday, and then today just had a great time. Great time of fellowship. I got a report from the services back in Spain, and in fact, Juan, my coworker, surprised me with a video greeting from our church people, and so I actually played it last night at the Berean service, and as you will see, they were packed out. There were a number of visitors. Danny had some visitors in, and then there was a visiting couple from the Doom Church, and looks like everybody of ours came because there were, I think I saw the number was almost 90, so there was a bunch of people there, and they had a good service, and it's a blessing to know that things go just fine when we're away, and our co-workers are busy and active and faithful. So good to hear all of that. And then yesterday we spent the day at Berean, our sending church. Just so wonderful connecting with dozens of friends. Most of them have been to Ayerdi or to our ministry at one point or another on the many different mission teams that have come from Berean. And of course, we stayed with the Klutes. They've been over there about 20 times already. And then we had a meal with Pastor Todd and his family. And in the evening, I showed some pictures and some videos, and then preached on loving God with all your mind. I used an illustration. If you look it up on Facebook, you can catch the message. The tail end of it, I used an illustration from Dad, what he had told me a few days ago when I was with him there in Seattle, and he is about to finish his radiation treatments, and it was an interesting, very interesting thing he told me, and so I decided to use that as the close of my message on loving God with all your mind. So if you are interested in that, just go to the end of the message, and it I think it'll be a blessing. Then we traveled today after our delicious brunch there in Atlanta. We traveled to Rachel's and spent several hours there. I think I held a little Abigail for the entire time. Maybe I'll send you a picture. And she's a doll. And Rachel played a bunch with the other three. And yeah, we had a great time there. Then this week, Lord willing, maybe during the week at some point, I might send a little bit of an update on the various books that are now published. And I got to look back and see what I've told you or explained to you or shown and what I haven't, just so you have an idea of what's there. And so I'll do that later, and then probably I don't really have much else to say. It'll be we just got in. Of course, Mimi just got into Greenville now a little while ago, and so we haven't even made it over to Debbie's where we stay because she's busy right now. The house is busy, and so but we'll be there later on, and then we'll be settling in these next couple of days and getting our acts together and communicating with churches for our upcoming meetings. This next Saturday, Sunday, we're in Georgia again. So, yeah, we'll be traveling in these weeks. We'll be traveling to churches in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. Sounds like a lot, but it's not really that much. But yeah, it's several trips, of course, but we won't be gone more than on the weekend, so that's a huge blessing that came from our deputation time way back in the 80s when we decided to keep things in close, and then the few that we got farther out came to us not through deputation. So anyway, so we'll be traveling this coming weekend, but I'll be busy doing other things. I was able to do the devotional and program it, the morning devotional for our church people at 9 a.m. on their time on Sunday. And apparently it worked well, because I got plenty of feedback that at 9 o'clock they were able to watch the video devotional, so I was glad for that. Okay, well, I'm going to close it out now, and thank you for your prayers and communication, especially with Mimi's adventure there through Miami and all that. And then I'm going to share the video right after this. It's only 9 seconds, and you'll see our the church members yesterday as they were sending us a video greeting, which was a surprise and a very pleasant surprise. Okay. God bless you. Goodbye.